All right, Jackie is off today. So inside her story, we have host of AM Joy, 10 a.m. weekends on MSNBC, Joy Reid. And she's also Jay's crush. He asked me to add that to the introduction.
And then I'll Joy. And then I'll say poor
hey,
Joy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, some Joy.
I love you too,
Jay. Thank you.
Bless your heart.
Good morning.
You have to word some bless your heart. That's
always good morning, Joy Reid.
Good morning. Happy Friday. How Jordan the morning show. So this morning I have something that may be of a little bit more interest to Sybil than to Tom and Jay. So Tom and Jay, y'all can just chill for a second. But Sybil,
yes, ma'am.
I have on the line with me a young lady named Jasmine Collins. She is better known as the Razor Chick of Atlanta.
Oh.
And I don't know if you have seen this viral video that she created that shows young women, young women in Atlanta who have lost their hair.
Yes.
And have lost their hair as a result of weaves that are too tight, braids that are too tight, overuse of lace fronts, and all kinds of other implements meant to make us look good, but they can leave us with no hair. So Jasmine Collins, a.k.a. The Razor Chick, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us, first of all, why you made this video that, by the way, has gotten 335,000 at least views on Instagram, let alone YouTube and Facebook. Why did you make this video?
I made the video because the amount of numbers of women that come and sit in my chair on a daily basis that suffer from traction alopecia. And basically, I have a huge platform across social media because I cut well and I pay attention to detail. So by me knowing how to cut well and paying attention to detail, I'm able to hide people's flaws if they're missing hair. Mm. And literally, I just kind of stumble across this. I don't even know what I've done. Like, literally, it's like almost like I've opened a can of worms. And
well, first
like,
of all, what is traction alopecia? Explain to people what that is.
Traction alopecia comes from hair too tight, pulling on the hair follicle due to braids, sew-ins, just from a whole lot of tugging and pulling. That's where it comes from.
Mm. And this is basically when you see, you know, that when women look like their hair in the front has just been all completely pulled out of their hair. And it's a lot with lace fronts, right? Why do lace fronts seem to do the worst damage to hair, at least from what I've been able to see?
Well, you know, as far as lace fronts is concerned, let's start with there with that. You know, these lace front wigs and all of that, you know, that stuff was actually created for people that were suffering from lupus and cancer, and it was actually made for theatrical. And literally, the women today who have healthy heads of hair literally are shaving their edges and putting these lace front wigs on. Nobody want to be bothered with their hair anymore. So literally, it wasn't even made for that. It was made for theatrical or for women that was really didn't have any hair at all.
And when you have weaves in your hair, because, you know, we all love our weaves. You know, we all want to be unbelievable sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're doing them, is there a way that you can care for the hair underneath so that you don't lose your hair?
And prevent this balding.
Well, I always tell people, back in the day when people were just old-fashioned and just bonding hair in your head, people still had hair. People, I don't know where this myth come from that, you know, glue take your hair out. No, glue don't take your hair out. It's all about them because you can control the amount of glue that you put on a track. So everybody ran from the glue and started running towards braids and extensions. And when they did that, oh, my God, like people are suffering from hair by the boatload. So it's coming from the tension and the pulling from all the tension being put on the hair follicle and the amount of hair that people are putting in their head. They're putting 5 and 6 and 7 bundles of hair in their head.
Wow. You and it won't grow back?
Hmm?
It won't grow back at all?
Sometimes it will. Because it's almost like, picture it like this. It's almost like you're tweezing the hair from the follicle. You're literally tweezing the hair from the follicle.
The before and after pictures are amazing. And you create miracles for a lot of these women. How did you first come upon this idea and decide, you know, this is how you were going to help all these women who are going through this, as well as make sure that it's a helping aid, not just one that's cosmetic?
You know, at the end of the day, you know, I always tell stylists, And I always tell clients, to stop chasing styles, and the stylist to stop chasing the dollar, and somebody just listen to the hair. That's the problem. No one's listening to the hair. They're looking at TV. They're looking across. When you look on TV, you look on social media. That's all you see is weave everywhere. Everyone is following the trend. That is a new trend that's out right now, and everybody is running with the new trend. And nobody is taking the time to listen to what your hair is saying, because hair speaks to you. It tells you when it needs. It tells you when it needs moisture. It tells you when it needs protein. It tells you when it needs so many different things. But no one is listening to it because you're constantly chasing different looks. And you're constantly chasing the convenience, because a lot of people today have busy lifestyles. But at the end of the day, you have to take the time to listen to your hair, because if not, you're going to get to a point where, you know what, your hair going to, if you don't speak to you, if you don't listen to your hair going to tell you, you know what, I'm out. You got it. I'm good. You good. You got it.
I'm out. Really?
It'll speak to you and tell you goodbye. Right? But, you know, we've always believed growing up that braiding is good for our hair, for black hair. So, but what I'm just understanding from you is that there's a possibility that braiding actually can harm your hair.
That's what happened to Stevie Wonder?
Wow.
Well, you know what? From those braids and those beads, constantly pulling on. Anytime you're dealing with all that weight, even dreadlocks, when you're dealing with the weight, you're pulling on the follicle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, will you tell Stevie?
And can anything be done for guys like that or women like that, where it's pulled and pulled and now they're bald?
Just start over.
He might listen to you. He ain't listening to us.
Oh, gosh. I mean, like statistics says that, according to the Johns Hopkins story, that literally, like, one-third of Afro-American women are literally suffering from hair loss due to it. And, like, once again, nobody's listening to it.
And, like, Stevie, wow. I know where he is. I can get you there.
We're going to put you in touch with Stevie. Jasmine Collins, better known as the Hair Chick out of Atlanta. Razor Chick out of Atlanta. How can people get in touch with you on social media, Jasmine?
Well, on social media, on Instagram, they can find me at Razor Chick of Atlanta. And on Facebook, they can find me at Razor Chick of Atlanta, or my website, RazorChickOfAtlanta.com. And I'm also located here in Atlanta.
Keep up the great work. It really is.
Let me know when you come to L.A. I can get you a meeting. I can definitely get you in.
Because he's chicken. He's too chicken to say anything.
Okay.
Come on, Jay.
Gotcha.
Leave Stevie alone.
Thanks, Joy, for sitting in for Jackie this week.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Great job, Joy. Thank you.
All right.